Good morning, Drift Run Church. Well, it's good to be out with everybody this morning. What a beautiful day. Well, you know, I had somebody had approached me here a while back about, you know, about this being Palm Sunday, about doing preaching about Palm Sunday, and I prayed about it, and the Lord just didn't give me that peace about it. So I'm going to continue on with that little series that I started out last week. Over in 1 Corinthians 13, if you would, chapter 13, one verse is 13. We're going to start right back in on that verse again. 1 Corinthians 13:13. When you get there, if you would, in honor of the Lord's word, let's stand and read this morning, if you can, if you're able. If you're not, that's fine. Very familiar scripture. The last verse of chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians, and it says this: "And now abideth faith, hope, and charity, these three, but the greatest of these is what? Charity. Charity. Let us pray this morning. Father, as we come, we want to come with thanksgiving this morning in our heart, thanking you for the opportunity, Lord, that we have to be in your house one more Sunday, Lord, and thanking you, Father, for the opportunity, Lord, to preach your word. I pray, Father, that you would put the anointing upon us this morning. I pray, Father, that hearts would be touched here this morning, Lord. Minds would be open, Lord. And, Father, we will give you all the praise and all the glory that you so rightly deserve, and we ask it in your Son Jesus' name. And we ask it, amen and amen. You may be seated, and thank you this morning. Now, as I started out last week, I want to look at these three words that, you know, and these are three great words, and there's three words that every Christian should have, that should possess in their lives as Christians. The three keys to the presence of God are in these words: faith, hope, and charity. These three words are the essence of Christianity. Let's just put it right there where it's at. They are the essence of Christianity. You know, last week, we looked at the word faith. I wanted to talk about it last week, and we did. This week, I want to look at the second word in that group, and I want to look at the word hope this week. Faith is what got you started. I want you to understand that. Faith is what got you started in your walk with God. How do you know that? Well, the Bible tells us in Ephesians 2:8, "For by grace are ye saved through faith." Now, I want you to remember that word, through faith, and not of yourself. It is what? It is a gift of God, right? It is a gift of God. Now today, hope is what carries us through our earthly journey. That, you know, we've been saved, we've been born again. Now, what do? We grab a hold of that hope. That's what we grab a hold of, that hope. Now, Romans 8:24 says this. Now, I love this too. Now, remember I said saved through faith. For we are saved by hope. Now, remember that. You're saved through faith, and you're saved by hope. So what's that mean by that? It said, listen, saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doeth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. What that means is the greater part of our salvation is yet to come, right? That's why we were saved through faith, but brothers and sisters, it's by hope. It is by that hope that we put our trust in. Brother, one of these days, we are going to see the glory that God has given to each and every one of us. Amen? We are saved through faith and by hope. Praise His name this morning. In the overhead that we sing once in a while, I wrote this down. Big Daddy Weiss is called a song called Redeemed. And most of you here know it. But in the lyrics of the song, it says this: I have a new life, I'm not the same, and a what? And a hope that will carry me where? It'll carry me home one day. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, I have a hope this morning that'll carry Dave Long home one day. He will carry me there one day. Praise His name. I am redeemed. He set me free. Amen? He set me free one day. I am redeemed. Say with me, saved by hope. Say that this morning. Saved by hope this morning. Saved is a medical term. And you know what it means? It means made sound. It means made whole. Faith and hope are closely related, but they should be distinguished. They're distinguished apart by two different things. But praise God, whenever He saved me, Alita, he made me whole. Amen. He made me whole. He made me a fit subject for the kingdom of heaven right then. Whenever people are saved, brothers, you should know in your heart this morning that you've been born again and that you have been made whole. Can I have an amen this morning? Listen, faith is active in the present, while hope encourages and looks towards the future. Does it not? I look towards the future. Patty, I look towards. These bodies can break down all they want. I got a hope in the future one day. How about you? Amen? We got a hope into the future one day. Listen, no matter what you're going through right now, I want you to understand something right now. You have a hope. You have a hope. Faith comes from the hearing the Word of God. Well, hope comes from those personal experiences or by the sanctification process, let's say. Listen, I believe as a Christian, whenever we are saved, it doesn't end right there. It's a sanctification process in our lives. Each and every day should be a learning experience. It should draw us closer to the Lord. I say this quite often, do I not? My family knows this. Listen, if you've not grown any more than what you've grown from this time last year, brothers and sisters need to get down on your knees and find out what's going on. Because it's a sanctification process. It's a growing process is what it is. Well, hope encourages us to look towards the future. Listen, faith accepts the promises, while hope continually expects its fulfillment. Amen. Listen, there's a lot of promises in this Bible, but brother, I hang my hope on the promises that's in this Bible, knowing full well that, brothers, if I hang on to Jesus' hand, he said he would take me to the end. He would take those promises with me, and brother, I can hang my hat on those promises this morning. Praise his name this morning. Praise his name. Well, hope confidently expects it to be fulfilled. I expect Jesus, I expect God to fulfill his promises. How about you this morning? The Bible never uses the term hope to mean uncertainty or doubt. You know what? Hope is something that that's seen the invisible. It is seeing the invisible. Hope does that. Hope feels the intangible. Hope believes the impossible can become possible. Amen. It does. That's what hope does. The word impossible is all too often slung around, brothers and sisters, by people who don't want to try to accomplish anything. Amen? Sometimes it's thrown around that way. Everything is possible. Everything is impossible until someone does it. Amen? Everything is impossible until someone does it. Flying was impossible until the Wright brothers did it. Amen? Going to the moon was impossible until somebody did it. Anything you want to talk about was impossible until somebody did it. And I want to praise God this morning. You know what? I serve a God of the impossible this morning. Amen. Electricity, the light bulb, the automobile, television. I can go right on down the line. Phones and computers. They were all impossibilities at one time until somebody did it. When it comes to hope in the Bible, can I tell you this? Listen, Abraham believed whenever he was old. He was 80, he was 99 years old and still hadn't received a child yet. Sarah was 89 years old and still hadn't received a child yet. But you know what? There was a hope in his life that the seed could still come. At 100 years old and at 90 years old, they had that seed. Listen, brother, how many of you in here that are maybe in your 70s or 80s could imagine having a child at this time in your life? No, but you know what? God made a way. Amen? When it comes to hope in the Bible, anything is possible. Listen, Romans 4:17-19. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be.
And being not weak in faith, he considered it not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Abraham never gave up. Abraham never gave up. Can I tell you this morning, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know your heart. I don't know where you're at in this life. But can I tell you something this morning? Greg, am I right? Don't ever, 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 ever give up on God. Ever. We serve a God that should give us that hope within us. He gives us that hope that we can grab a hold of this morning. Listen, hope expects God to answer. Psalms 38:15. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. Don't ever say anything is impossible for God. I'm going to tell you something. He could change rocks into muffins this morning. Hopefully banana nut. But he could change rocks into muffins if he so desired this morning. Don't ever give up on that hope of him being able to answer. Do above and beyond what we hope and think he can do. He's able to do that. Yes, he is. Mark, he could put a bag of ice where you don't expect one. Am I right? I wrote that down. But you want to talk about a testimony. Brothers, listen to me. He could put a bag of ice where you don't expect a bag of ice to be. He could take and heal when you don't expect him to heal. He can take and lift you up and put your feet on a solid. Listen, if you'd have talked to anybody around me years ago, Ken, they wouldn't have thought I could have ever been saved, not alone standing in a church, preaching God's gospel to a lost and a dying world and to the people in this church, because that's not the way that they would have seen me. But God looked beyond all that, and he knew I had a hope. And he knew that there was something for me. Praise his name. Hope is putting faith to work when doubting is easier. Romans 5:3-5. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience works hope. And it said, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is giving to us. Say with me, this verse, say with this with me, hope maketh not ashamed. Say it, hope maketh not ashamed. You know what that means? If you're putting your faith in God and your hope in God, you're never going to have to be ashamed of the outcome. Amen? You're never going to have to be ashamed of the outcome, because the way that outcome comes out, I'm telling you, we can put our hope that God knows what's best. You will not have to be ashamed of the outcome. You never will. People are not limited by the place of their birth. People are not limited by the color of their skin. People are not limited by, but you know what limits people sometimes? It's the size of their hope that they have in them. That's what limits a lot of people. If you can think it, if you think you can't, can I tell you, if you think you can't, you're not going to do it. Amen? Psalms 42:5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God. Amen? Listen, there's been times in my life I've been down. I have. But you know what? I've had to realize, you know what? My hope is not in this world, not in the things of this world. My hope is in God, like it says right there. That's where my hope is at. My hope is in God, and I hope yours is this morning as well. Listen, Romans 15:13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace. Now, let me ask you something. Did it say that he was going to give you a little bit? He said he would fill you. Did you see what he said? I will fill, the God of hope, fill you with all joy and peace. Not just a little bit of hope, not just a little bit of joy, but he said he's going to fill you up. Amen? And it's going to run over. Whenever you're filled up, coming down to the chili cook-off yesterday, Tink had made a big pot of chili and put it in a crock pot. As we go around the bend, she was looking. She's saying, man, that's up to the brim, just about ready to come out of that thing. Because that's how full it was. Can I tell you something this morning? I hope and pray that the joy, the peace, and the hope, you are so full of it this morning that you know what? The lid won't stay on it, Jeremy. That's what I hope. That's what I pray for you this morning. I pray that that it's almost overflowing in your life this morning. I hope and pray that for you. Listen, the world will say this. I hope it doesn't rain tomorrow. The world will say this. I hope I will win the lottery tomorrow. The world will say, well, I hope this and I hope that. You know what that hope is? That's just wishful thinking. Can I tell you something this morning? My hope's not wishful thinking this morning. Amen? My hope is based on the solid rock of Jesus Christ this morning. My hope is based on nothing more than Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, nothing more. And listen, but Christians, our hope is anchored in more than just wishful thinking. Hebrews 6:19, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul. Amen? That's our hope. It's the anchor of the soul. It's the one that, Father, when you lay it down, when you put it into the stormy waters and you lay it out there, praise His name this morning, I got a hope that goes beyond this world. I don't have to worry and wish I get good weather tomorrow. I don't have to wish, I'll never play the lottery anyway, but I don't have to wish to win the lottery tomorrow. I don't have to wish any of that stuff because I know my hope lies in Jesus Christ. And then listen, even though there are times it seems that all hope is lost, my hope is alive in the person of Jesus Christ. Hope is a gift to every believer. Do you know that this morning? Jeremiah 29:11. I like this. This is very good. This is very good scripture. And I know you've heard this scripture before. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you. It says, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Say with me, and I want you to highlight this in your Bibles, to give you an expected end. Say that with me, to give you an expected end. That, raise your hands, and if you're a Christian here this morning, it's to give you an expected end. You know what that translates out to be? I wrote this down because the proper translation for that is this: God's plans for you are to prosper and to give you hope and a future. Amen? That's God's plans for you. Everybody in here, to give you hope and a future. Amen? Well, you're saying, well, it doesn't necessarily mean that the future on this planet will be that good, but one day we have a heavenly home to go to one day. Amen? We do. And I'm not saying that He doesn't give you a good future down here, because He blesses us well down here. But praise God, that's not the extent of it. The extent of it one day is we're going home one day. Only because of Jesus. 2 Titus 2:13. Looking for that blessed hope. What is that blessed hope? It's not a what. It's a who. Because if you read the rest of that Titus 2, it says this. Looking for that blessed hope, the glorious appearing of that great God, our Savior, Jesus Christ. That is our hope. There it is. Colossians 1:27, to whom the God would make known what is the riches of the glory of His mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. I know we live in a time when people are losing hope. Tink read something to me the other day on Facebook where a young boy, I think he was a middle schooler up around Vienna, had committed suicide. We live in a nation where suicide is up. I forget the percentage of it now. Sorry about that. But it's up immensely. Is the people who commit suicide. I read here a while back that an elderly couple in their 90s committed suicide together. They said because of something about prescription drugs and this and that. But you know what? The majority of the people that commit suicide, they lose hope. They lose hope, and I'm not trying to downgrade that, because there's lots of different reasons. But brothers, they lose hope. I'm here to tell you, I have a hope to give you this morning. I have a hope to let you know this morning. It happened this coming Sunday. We're going to celebrate this coming Sunday. We're going to celebrate Easter. When Jesus Christ, whenever he died, as taught this morning, was in the grave, and he rose again to give you and I a hope. Amen. I'm telling you this morning, brother, we have that hope that we can give a lost and a dying world. Amen. Yes, we do. We have that hope to share with people. And I hope and pray this morning that you have that hope within your soul, within your heart this morning. But when you boil down to it, folks, there's a lot of hopelessness out here in this world. But can I tell you something? It shouldn't be in this church this morning. If you're here this morning, born again and bought by the blood of Jesus, you have a lively hope this morning. The Bible tells us that Paul understood about living in this world. In Ephesians 2:11 and 13, it says this: "Wherefore remember that ye being in times past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers for the covenants of promise, having no hope." Having no hope. And without God in the world. Without God in the world. Can I tell you something this morning? That's how the lost, that's how the world should live. They don't have hope this morning unless they accept Jesus Christ. He bled and died. Yeah, that hope is for them too, but they've got to accept it. Man, like we have, I look around, I'm not putting my hope in Donald Trump. I'm not putting my hope in Joe Biden. I'm not putting my hope in a Republican, a Democrat, or an Independent. My hope is right there in that Bible. Whenever he died on that cross, my hope is in Jesus Christ. That's it. Listen, but now in Jesus Christ, you were sometimes were far off, are made nigh by the blood of Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:19. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. That makes it sound like if you have hope in this world of Jesus, that's not what it's talking about. What it's talking about, if Jesus hadn't arose from the dead, if he didn't sit now on the right hand of Father, it would be worthless for us to gather here this morning. But Father, we know better than that, do we not, brothers and sisters? We're gathered here this morning because we come here to praise and worship the one that did all for us. Amen. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, yes, we would be of almost all men and women, we'd be most miserable. 1 Thessalonians 4:13, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, yet that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope." Even as others that have no hope. Listen, yeah, if I die, the Lord would take me out of this world today, and they put my body in a grave, I'm telling you, there is hope for me. My Bible tells me to be absent from the body, to be present from the Lord. One of these days, he tells me that I'm going to come back, and he said he's going to raise those bodies up out of those graves, and our body's going to become a new glorified body, and it's going to be back with our soul, and there we're going to be with the Lord forever. Amen? I'm telling you, we have a hope. This world doesn't have a hope. We have a hope. There are those that have false hope. There are those that have no hope. And there are us that have a hope this morning. Amen. I pray this morning, now abideth faith, hope, and charity. And the greatest of these is charity. And Lord willing, I want to finish it up next week with love, because what greater day to talk about love? What greater day to talk about love than the day whenever the ultimate sacrifice was given, right? Amen. I pray this morning, Blenda, come get a song ready. I ask this morning, I'm asking you, everybody in here this morning, and this is for you to answer, because I'm telling you, I can't answer it for you. If I could open up your heart and look inside and then see, but I can't. I know one that can. I know one this morning that knows exactly where you stand with him this morning. I know one. If they get a song here this morning, this altar is going to be open. And I'm going to ask you, if you're sitting back there this morning and you think there is no hope, I beg you to come up here this morning and meet the one that can give you hope. Amen? I pray that for you this morning. They get a song.